course, it's always impossible for the Mets when they play in the same city as the Yankees, the three-time defending World Series champs. Peter, let's talk about Mike Hampton. How much of an impact is he having on that entire staff?
Well, I think the Mets, like the Astros, badly underestimated just how great Mike Hampton is. I think he's moved into that clique of pitchers right below Kevin Brown, Randy Johnson, Curt Schilling. He's a dominant number one guy. Now, Al Leiter obviously is going to miss almost a month. He should be back on Friday. But they miss that front guy in the staff very badly. And they have the starters ERA 5.59, the worst in the National League right now, is really bad. But what's happened, too, is this team, I really sensed over the weekend in San Francisco that they're starting to worry about being old. And when that starts to happen with a team, I mean, Alfonso obviously isn't old. And, you know, we all know Robin Ventura's been hurt. But there's a real sense that maybe this team isn't what it is. When you get to this point in the season and you're run differential, you've been outscored by more than any team in the National League, that's a very, very bad sign.
Yeah, I think the pitching we could understand. The offense caught everybody by surprise. Okay, always talk in New York that they're going to go out and get somebody. You hear David Wells' name all the time and Tony Clark, but can the Mets realistically even make these deals?
No. Matter of fact, Trey, the next 15 games, 12 of them are home. They will then know if they're still way buried in the National League East, even if they're only 4 or 5 games behind the Braves, they're going to start dealing rather than going out and get somebody. But you know, Ken Williams is not going to trade David Wells right now. They might at the end of July. And Tony Clark is a gamble because of the back. He's a tremendous player when he's healthy. But the Mets have a problem. Other than Alex Escobar, what do they have to trade? I mean, that's a major problem. They can't go out and trade for some. If they trade Escobar, they've traded their one really good prospect. And if they end up finishing, say, 10 games out of first place and they've traded Escobar, well, then they may be set for a long time. They may be like the Mets of the late 70s. They may get old in a hurry and be